is a board member of our church board, and she is anointed to bring forth the message for this time. And we're glad to have her husband Al with us always. It's always good to have Al come in. Praise the Lord and the whole family. Praise God. Would you make welcome our very own Minister April Liddell?
God, some praise in the house tonight. Truly, He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. God, we just bless Your name tonight. We honor You. We give You what's due to You, Lord God. Father, we lift You up tonight, Lord, and we just say, have Your way, Lord. We say, Thy kingdom come tonight. Thy will be done. Come on, just pull on Him right there. Say, Lord, Thy kingdom come tonight. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, God. Whatever You want to say tonight, whatever You want to do tonight, it's not our plan, not our agenda, God. But whatever You want to do, we say, come in and have Thine own way. Have Thine own way. Say what You want to say. Move how You want to move. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly, I honor God. You may be seated, and I honor my apostle, Apostle Dunn. I love you so much, man of God, and I thank God for my prophetess, to be my mentor. That's my spiritual mom. I praise God for her. I love her to pieces, you know. So I just honor God for my leaders tonight. I honor God for my husband, my family, and all God's people that's here tonight, especially Pastor David and our Pastor Jason. Oh, that word today was awesome. Walk it out. We honor the man of God tonight. Walk it out. There was such a powerful word tonight, and I just believe God, He knows how to weave things together like always. And so if He matching this up very well, then Pastor David left us off on a good note to just come on, enter in for this word for tonight. But as I was, you know, just seeking God for what to preach on tonight, deliver, I just kept hearing two words for a long time. God, what else are You going to deliver? I told prophets, I need God to come on, download it to me. But I kept hearing the word double sacrifice. Double sacrifice. And that's what we're going to be teaching on tonight. Double sacrifice. So the word sacrifice, it means the act of giving up something you want to keep, especially in order to get something else or to do something else. But I like this other definition that I found. And it says the word sacrifice means to set apart from the secular or profane for the use of the supernatural. Yeah. I like that. To sacrifice, to set apart from the secular or profane for the use of the supernatural. That's sacrifice. And we're talking about double sacrifice. But I'm going to take you to Romans 12, chapter 1. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Somebody say reasonable service. Sacrifice is reasonable service unto God. Now we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 through 16. And it says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Somebody say double sacrifice. Now tonight I'm going to start with a topic that some people get a little itchy and scratchy about because they don't like to talk about it much. But we're going to first talk about sacrifice of giving. And it's okay, everybody, just breathe, and we're going to get through it, and we're going to be all right. We're going to talk about sacrifice and giving. We're going to talk about double the sacrifice because, like I said, that's an area that people struggle in, but it's okay. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. I'm going to start there because it says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Verse 4, Abel also brought of his first fruit, of his firstborn, of his flock, and of their fat. And the Lord respected or accepted Abel and his offering, but he did not respect or accept Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. See, there are acceptable sacrifices, and there are unacceptable sacrifices to God. Now, the Bible doesn't say why God did not accept Cain's sacrifice. Maybe it could have been because he didn't offer his first, like Abel did. Abel offered the firstborn of his flock. He offered the first fruit to God, but we don't know if Cain did that or not. Or maybe it could have been Cain's attitude of giving. We don't know. He probably gave in the wrong attitude. He probably, you know, came and threw his little offering to God on the altar and had an attitude, didn't want to give it. So all of these things matter. It's an acceptable sacrifice and it's an unacceptable sacrifice. But it's important for us to give God whatever he wants, because our disobedience and unwillingness to sacrifice will lead us into sin and ultimately destroy us. Verse 6 of that chapter in the New Living Translation said, God was saying to Cain, "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked Cain. And he says, "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you respond in the right way. But if you refuse to respond correctly, then watch out. Sin is waiting to attack and to destroy you, and you must subdue it." Now, when God begins to correct us about our level of sacrifice and require for us to sacrifice more, we must make sure that we respond right. We should always be willing to give with the right motives, be willing to give our best, be willing to give with a joyful and cheerful heart, not worried about how much we're giving up. Because some people worry about that. This is my last. I'm worried about how much, this is all I have. We can't be worried about how much we're giving up, but our hearts should be glad to give our best time, the best of our money, the best of our talents, the best of our possessions, the best of our service, and whatever else God is requiring for us to sacrifice and to give. What the people in the Bible, I just say this, what if the people in the Bible was to offer God half of a lamb or half of the ox or half of the ram or whatever they were sacrificing? Or what if they just would have cut the legs off and just gave God the legs of the animal on the altar and said, "I'm keeping this. I'm keeping the rest of this meat for my family. God, you know I got to feed my family the rest of this week. You know I need the rest of this money." What if they would have did that in the Bible days? I don't think they would have survived too long, because God wasn't playing back then. They would have been struck dead right then. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his grace. And thank him for his mercy. Because some of us are like that. Sometimes we holding on to stuff. God tells us to give. Give the whole 100. We want to give 50. God tells us to give the 1,000. We want to put it down to 500. We want to give him half of a sacrifice. But God is saying, not in this season. You better not cut me short in this season. You better not give me half of that. You better not give me half of your time. You better not give me half of your energy. You better not give me half of your service. You better not give me half of your tithe. You better bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. You better give me all the worship. You better give me all the praise. Don't give me a part-time thing. This is not a part-time lover relationship. I want it all. And not only all, God is saying tonight, I want double. Double the sacrifice. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 6 through 10, we see the woman with the alabaster veil or vex or a jar. She sacrificed all that she had. And verse 6 says, "And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simeon with the leper, the woman came to him having an alabaster vase, a very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head and as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, 'Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, 'Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. See, tonight you better take note that when you begin to sacrifice, even begin to sacrifice double, more of your time, more of your money, more of your energy, more of your resources, everybody is not going to like it. Even those who are close to you, close to your family, your friends, they're not going to like it. They may question, why are you giving all that to the ministry? Why are you doing that for the leaders? Why are you spending all that time? Why you got to sacrifice that much? But don't let that stop you. Just continue to walk in full obedience to God. What did Pastor David say today? You got to walk it out. And tonight I'm saying, walk in full obedience of your sacrifice. He's requiring double. So let's walk out our obedience to the fullest. I'm telling you, because you are doing it unto the glory of God and not for man. I'm telling you, people may say, they got money already. They don't need no more money. That's not none of their business. What you got, he got, or whoever God tell you to give to, or whatever ministry God tell you to give to. It doesn't matter. Our church don't have to look poor and broke down for you to have to give to it. We can be blessed on top of blessed on top of blessed. We can be favored on top of favor on top of favor. Don't let that stop you from being a blessing to God, because whatever you sow into, you can reap from, you can draw from. Why would you want to sow into something low? Why would you want to sow into something that's too low, too minor? No, I want to sow into a higher place so I can reap more from God, so I can gain more. I want to sow at a higher level of anointing. I want to sow into a man and woman of God that's above me spiritually so I can draw from that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So don't worry about man's opinion. I'm saying listen to the voice of God. Keep listening and obeying the voice of God, not man's opinion. You follow the instructions that God give you concerning your sacrifice. In Luke chapter 21, verse 2 through 4, we see Jesus, he sees a certain poor widow woman. She's putting in her two mites while the rich are putting in their gills for a show. But in verse 3, he says, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all of these out of their abundance have put in offering for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. And I say, it probably was more than a double sacrifice. She put in all her livelihood. But sacrifice is not about what or how much you have, but it's about what or how much you are willing to surrender to God. It's not about the amount, because I can have a whole bunch and give God a little. It's not about the, you know, it's not about the amount, or I can have a whole lot and give God, you know, such and such. But it's not about that. It's my heart to surrender. Will a rich man give God his all? That'll be a sacrifice. When you have more than enough, is like I'm going to say again, if you can have all this, but it's not a sacrifice until it costs you something. And we're going to talk about that. It's not a sacrifice until it costs you something. I heard prophets say that many times people want a measure that they are not willing to sacrifice to receive. They want a measure, but they're not willing to sacrifice to receive that. I say, they always saying, I want more power of God. I want more of the power of God. But they don't want to put in more time in prayer to saturate, to get enough power, to get saturated and soaked, to gain more power and anointing of God. They say, I want more financial breakthroughs. I want more blessings. But they never want to give their last so God can release what's in his hand and give them his best. They don't want to do that. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to give up their last to receive what God has. You could say all day long, I want this and I want that. But until you're willing to sacrifice, you will never receive it. It's the same in the natural. You may want a business, but if you never sacrifice to put in the time and the energy to research, to gain knowledge, to do all the necessary requirements, you will never get the business that you could have if only you were willing to sacrifice. If God gives you more, it's all for the glory of God, not just for us to take in for ourselves and to be selfish and to not bless others. But it's not for that, but it's for the glory of God. It's to give to others. We see in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 17, this is a woman who did right. the widow woman who sacrificed her and her son's last little flour, last little oil for their last little meal. They were going to eat their last little meal and die, but she obeyed the voice of the prophet and gave him water and fixed him a small cake first, but for her own. But what was meant to be her last became the very sacrifice that multiplied provision for her life and for her family. And she just didn't stop there, but she used a continual blessing. She used whatever God multiplied her in. She used it to continue to bless the prophet. For the Bible says she fed the prophet also. That's a blessing. That's how you double. So when double comes, when abundance comes, it's not just for us. It's not just for our household, but it's for the kingdom of God, and it's for others in need. It's for the man and woman of God. If they're blessing you with spiritual things, we should be blessing them with our earthly monetary things or whatever we can do to be a blessing to them, because that's what the Bible says. Amen. So this widow woman, she did right. Others in the Bible, they did right as well. We look at Acts chapter 4, verse 34. All those who were possessors of the land in this chapter, they had possessions of lands and houses, and they sold them and brought all the proceeds and laid them at the apostles' feet to be distributed to those in need. But in chapter 5, we see Ananias and his wife Sapphira. They got it wrong. They said, yeah, we're going to sell our property. We're going to sell this and that, and we're going to bring all the profit, and we're going to lay it at the apostles' feet as well. But when God blessed them with double, they got greedy. They wanted to hold on to the money. They wanted to sacrifice just a portion of it. I'm going to keep this portion to myself. But that wasn't even the bad. That was the bad part, but the other bad part was they decided they're going to walk up to the prophet and lie to the prophet, but lying to the Holy Ghost. Man. So guess what happened? They fell dead one by one. God struck them, and they missed the church. Man, thank God for Jesus. Though we'll have no church sometimes. People will be dead because there's people coming into the house of the Lord, y'all. Every week, y'all know, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, there's people coming into the houses of the Lord, and they're lying to the Holy Ghost, saying, they write, they check out saying, this is my tithe, and that is not their tithe. This is 5%, it's 6%, it ain't 10%, and it's not an offering on top of that. And the Bible says your tithe and your offering. So we're missing something. We're missing the double here already, because you only gave one thing and he's requiring tithe and offering. Then he tells you to sow seed in the Bible. So you're really lagging behind. Let's not lie to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Like I mentioned before, if you're believing God for more, you're believing God for double, then we don't want to be asking amiss. That means you're not asking just to consume upon yourselves all the riches, but we believe for more that we can bless others and the kingdom of God more. Whatever area God doubles you in, it allows you to give extra to that. So if he's blessing you where you don't have to work and you got more time, then that means you can offer more time into ministry, or you can offer more time to teach in Sunday school. You can offer more time to clean up the house of the Lord. You can offer more time to be a leader in some kind of area of the body of Christ, or you can offer more time at the office. Whatever God tells you to do, whatever your gifts and talents are, be willing to multiply in that area and to offer God more. If he gives you more time, offer him more time. Double up your time. If he's blessed you with more than enough money, be able to give extra. Be able to give double. Be able to give abundance out of that. Whatever area that he's blessed you with double in, be willing to give out of that double and into the house of the Lord to build his kingdom. We all want the double blessings, right? We all want the double miracles. We want all the double good stuff, right? But are we willing to meet God right there in the middle when he says, give me double? Quiet. Are we willing to meet God right there where he's at when he says, I want double sacrifice. We say, Lord, I want the double blessing. God, I want the double miracle. God, I want the double breakthrough. God, I want this and I want that. But God is saying, what are you going to give me? What are you willing to sacrifice for me? Because I've already sacrificed in all. I already gave my only begotten son. Already, as Jesus already gave my all. I already sacrificed my all. I already shed my blood for you. But what are you willing to sacrifice? Double sacrifice. After all, we can't be God-given. I remember that song, you can't be God-given. No matter how hard you try, the more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on believing. The Bible, the saints used to say, just keep on believing because it's really true. You can't be God-given no matter how hard you try. I don't know if you remember that song, but I used to love it as a kid. Hear my mom saying that song, you can't be God-given. And that's true. You can't be God-given. So if he's given double, be willing to give double if he's requiring double of us. Amen. Let's look at Exodus 35. In this, we see Moses. He gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel, and they worked for 6 days out of the week, every day except for the Sabbath day. They didn't work on the Sabbath day. Verse 20 says, then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its services, and for the holy garments. See, they were offering God gold. I'm reading they're offering God silver. They're offering God bronze. They're offering God fine linens. They were offering God costly oil. They were offering God all this expensive wood that they could use. They were offering God rams. They were offering God everything that they could offer for the building of God's kingdom. They were willing to sacrifice everything that they had. They were sacrificing more than double in this instance. They were giving up everything to build a tabernacle of God. And the word even talks about how those who had artistic abilities, they were even sacrificing. They were making designs in the house of the Lord and all for the glory of God. And immediately I thought about Gigi and I thought about our artistic people who are, you know, who have that skills and ability. So it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what you have to give, to have, to offer. Whatever you have to give, be willing to double in that area and sacrifice, because God can use it for his glory and for his honor. One of the things God spoke to me, he said, we need to double in our intensity of praise and worship. Double in our intensity of praise and worship to God. And then I began to read 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12, and I saw that David, when he began to bring up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David, and it just talked about how every time David, he had the ark of the covenant, but every 6 steps that David took, he offered up a sacrifice to God. He offered up oxen before God. He made sacrifice every 6 steps, every 6 paces. And so it just reminds me, it makes me think about, what if every time God advanced us forward, he required a sacrifice? Whatever time he brought, and he does, every time he give us a breakthrough, it's a sacrifice that needs to be made. We need to stop and we need to honor him. What if he says, every time somebody buys a new CD, if they buy this many CDs, I want you to sacrifice. I want you to fast and pray. I want you to seek my face. I want you to give more. Huh. What if every time he gave you a promotion on a job, he's saying, stop, honor me. Stop, sacrifice, stop, give of that first fruit of that promotion. Do it. Do it for the glory and honor of God. So he honored God. David honored God. And David, he didn't stop right there. But David, in verse 14, he danced before the Lord with all his might. Somebody say, all his might. David, he girded his loins. He had on a linen ephod, so he dressed himself right. And Pastor Dave was talking about the shoes. He had to have on the right everything. He dressed himself right, and he danced before the Lord. And so all of David, they brought this ark of the Lord. They didn't bring it in silence, but they brought the glory of the God in by with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And that just remind me of this morning when the apostle blew the trumpet unto God. He blew that horn. It was so awesome and powerful. But we bring in the glory with a shout. We bring in the glory with a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of worship. Our intensity has to increase. And I believe some of the people in the house today, this morning in prayer, we increase in prayer. We increase in intensity and praise and worship. And I believe that those who gave a sacrifice, who didn't just stop at one level, but they continued to press in and to press on, and they gave God double, no matter how tired they were, God is saying, you have secured your victory tonight. Pastor David said it's a season of victory. And yes, your sacrifice of praise, it was not in vain. Your sacrifice on the altar this morning, it was not in vain, for you have secured your victory. Double sacrifice has released a double reward. You ought to receive it right there. Favor of the Lord has doubled upon you. The blessings of the God has doubled upon you. The release of God has doubled in your life because you obeyed God. It is so. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. This is the season to double. It's the season to double our praise. It's the season to double our worship. It's our season to double our seed. It's our season. If God says double your tithe, double your tithe. He may say it's time for you to double your time with me. Double your time with God. Double your seeking time. Seek after him. I heard God this morning in the middle of the night. I kept hearing double intake, double intake. And I'm saying, God, what is your saying? He says double intake, double intake. And I start thinking about the food intake. God is saying it's time to double your intake. Double what you're feeding your spirit. Double yourself in the word of God. Your 10-minute devotional time is no longer enough in the morning. You got to double your intake. Double the word. Eat upon his word so he can increase you in the spirit. He wants you to taste and see that he is good. But one thing about it, when your hunger increases, when you taste of him, you want more. You hunger for more. That hunger begins to double and increase in you. And that appetite begins to change and want more of God. Say, God, double. Double, double. I'm doubling my intake of you, God. I'm doubling the word that I feed myself. I'm doubling, God, my time with you. I'm doubling my seek after you. I'm doubling my seek time to press into you, Lord. The other thing I heard was double time. Double time. And I don't know anything about drums, y'all. But I kept seeing a drum and I kept hearing double time. And God was telling me there is a pace and a rhythm to keep up with in the spirit. He's saying double your response time to his voice and instructions. Pick up the pace. He says pick up the pace in your movement and traveling with him because he's moving quickly on your behalf. But we have to be in sahad with him, flowing with him right and journeying with him right. We can't be lagging behind. We can't be lagging behind in this season in any way. You have to double your response time. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace because he's releasing blessings so quickly that we have to keep up with them to receive it. On a job, you have double time pay sometimes. Usually that comes when people choose to work holidays or special days. They sacrifice those special days. And special time, they could be spending with their family, but they're working on a job. And guess what the pay is? It's double time. And God's saying he's paying double time for your sacrifice today. Double time. Do you want it? Do you want it? When you sacrifice certain things that you may hold dear, God knows how to reward you with double time blessings. When you pray and whatever you normally would do, it would take a long time to get, God will manifest it so quickly because you have doubled your sacrifice. You have doubled time with him, and God begins to speed up and give you things suddenly. He gives you sudden breakthroughs, sudden miracles, sudden double doors begin to open because you have doubled your sacrifice. You have doubled time with him, and he wants to release a double time blessing. If you keep the same level of sacrifice, you will remain at the same level that you refuse to double or multiply in. Whatever it is, spiritually, physically, financially, If we don't increase our prayer time, we don't increase our devotional time to God, if we don't increase that time bathing in his presence, then we can't expect the increase of power. We can't expect the increase of the anointing. We can't expect the increase of favor. We can't expect the increase of the glory of God. But we have to sacrifice. You got to give it up and give it all to God. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And prophets always teach us that God never requires less, but he always requires more. And that's what God is saying tonight. I just don't want a sacrifice. I want double sacrifice. So you've been spending time with God, double it. Like I said, your 10-minute devotional time in the morning may not work no longer for you. God is requiring more. Double the sacrifice. You want him to release more, give more of yourself to God. Some people have gotten so used to fasting a certain way or fasting this amount of days or doing this type of fast that till it no longer is a sacrifice to them at all. It's no longer a sacrifice. And God is saying, check ourselves today. Make sure that what we're presenting to him is an acceptable sacrifice. We can't call it a sacrifice if it's not costing us something greatly. If we're not paying a full price for it, it's not a sacrifice. We want so many things on discount in the natural that we done carried it over in the spirit, and we want stuff a half price discount in the spirit with God. God, I want this, but I don't want to give you half of it. I won't give you half of a praise for it. God, I want this, but I don't want to give you half of this or half of that. Yeah, he'll bless you naturally with discount, but when it comes to the things of God, he don't want you to go halftime on him. He don't want you to give him half of anything, but give it all to him. Give him all that he is requiring. God is saying, I'm trying to give more to you, but it's going to cost you more. More time in my word, like I said, more fasting, more prayer, more consecration before me, more time and energy in serving and building the ministry and the kingdom of God. It's going to cause for more sacrificial giving. And I saw in in 2 Samuel, it was chapter 24, and I'm going to sum it up here, but I saw how David, how he went to the king and he went to buy the threshing floor to build the altar of the Lord so that God would stop this plague that was going on. And it says that David, you know, the king said, hey, I'll give you this oxen for the burnt offerings, and I'll give you the threshing tools so you can use, and I'll give you the ox yokes, and I'll give you the wood to even build a fire. But David replied, he said, no, he wouldn't allow it. He said, no, I insist on buying it because I cannot present a burnt offering unto the Lord my God that doesn't cost me nothing. And we have to have that same attitude. I keep saying, a sacrifice is not a sacrifice until it costs you something great. Things that are a great value have a greater price, have a greater cost. And the Lord, he answered David's prayer because David was willing to sacrifice it. It cost him something. He offered God the burnt offerings. He offered God the peace offering, and he paid a price for it all. Sacrificing, it doesn't please our flesh. It don't please our flesh, but it pleases God. It pleases God. Pastor David preached this morning about getting out of the place of comfortability, getting out of those, taking off those comfortable shoes, right? And that requires sacrifice, because you have to have faith to believe God even to do that. And sacrifice will pull you out of that comfortable place. It will pull you out of the place of complacency into the things of God. If God is moving on you to go from one place to another, it's because he has more for you on the other side. If he's saying sacrifice, get out of that comfort zone, get out of complacency, give me double sacrifices, because he has so much more for you on the other side. So much more glory, so much more anointing, so much more power, so much more blessings and manifestations, but he wants more. Amen. When it comes to sacrifice, and I'm closing soon, we have to give the place where our hearts and our minds say, I have nothing to lose but all to gain. We have to get to that place where your heart and mind is saying, I'm not worried about losing something when I give to God, because I have nothing to lose, but I have everything to gain. I say it again, we can't be God-given. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. He never leaves us shorthanded at all. He never does. The lack of obedience to sacrifice may cause you your life anyway. You may or may not experience physical death right away, but like Ananias and Sapphira, try to go too long without giving God a sacrifice of praise. Try to go too long without sacrificing time in prayer or fasting or seeking God. It will leave you spiritually dead. Some people try to hold on to their money to themselves because of their disobedience. They don't want to give in the natural. And guess what happened? They become spiritually bankrupt. Sometimes when God requires us to sacrifice of our natural things, it's a spiritual component attached to that. And when we don't obey God to the fullest, we rob ourselves spiritually and we become spiritually bankrupt. And we wonder, God, why I can't access you like I was before? Why I'm not getting to this level or this dimension like I was before? Is because a lack of obedience to sacrifice, now you are becoming spiritually bankrupt. When we make sacrifices to God, we are making spiritual deposits which we can later go back and draw from. But if no sacrificial giving has been taking place in your life, then you may have little in your spiritual bank account, but it's not enough to sustain you. So those who are disobedient and unwilling to sacrifice, they lack spiritual access into certain realms. They lack spiritual access into certain dimensions of God, and they lack spiritual assets. There are benefits in the kingdom of God. When we sacrifice, we get the full benefits of God, but you're not going to get the full benefits if you're not willing to sacrifice. Stand to your feet. I just noticed, because when your heart is fully set on God, all you want to do is please God. No matter what, when your heart is fully set on him, you want to do whatever he requires you to. You're saying, Lord, I'm willing to give more if you want me to give more. If you're requiring double, God, I'm going to give you double, because you're so in love with him. It's the same thing in the natural. People who are in love with each other, they go above and beyond to please the other person. They will sacrifice their life for one another. And so it is in the kingdom. When we love God, we obey him to the fullest, and we're willing to pay the price, whatever the price is. We are willing to pay it to make the sacrifice. When your heart is all into God, whatever he asks you to sacrifice, your response should always be immediate, and it should always be yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever it is, God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll obey. He's saying today to sacrifice double, to give this or to give that up. Your response, say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Whatever you require, God, my answer is yes. Whatever you require, my answer is yes. Can you sing? begin to lift up your hands right there. Begin to lift up your hands right there and just begin to set in your heart and your mind, God, whatever you're requiring of me, whatever the double is that I need to sacrifice, whether it's double in my time in ministry, in service, whether it's double in my giving, God, Father, whatever it is, whether it's double in my prayer time, whether it's double in my fasting, God, maybe the longest you ever fasted was 3 days and God's saying, I want you to double. Maybe the longest you fasted and prayed was 1 day and God's saying, I want you to double your sacrifice. Come on, tell him yes, come on. Instruction from the Lord. And before you leave this house tonight, I'm seeing people writing down on paper what their commitment and their sacrifice of double is. And whatever it is, it's between you and the Lord. But God is saying, I want you to make that sacrifice. I want you to make that vow. And I want you to make that commitment before me. And whatever he's telling you to double in, you write it down. And you make up in your heart and your mind that I'm going to double in this area. I don't care if it's spending more time with him in the morning or at night to seek him, to pray. Whatever it is, this is more service in the house of the Lord. Make that commitment tonight and tell God, yes, yes, yes. You need to write it down because he wants you to not to forget. Not to forget the promise, not to forget the vow, but keep it before your eyes. And remember, remember what you're saying yes to. Remember the word of the Lord this morning. We may not like the instruction, but whatever instruction he gives us, it leads us to our victory. We may not like the instruction. I don't know what he's calling you to double in tonight, what sacrifice he's wanting you to double in, whatever he's wanting you to do. But you may not like the instruction, but God said it's guaranteeing you, it's securing your victory when you respond quickly and you say yes and you do it and you obey him. Yes, yes, yes. lift your hands right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight, God. Father, we thank you for the word that you have released, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that when we leave here, Lord God, our heart is saying yes to you, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, Lord God. Yes, we will obey, Lord God. And Father, we take this time, Lord God, to say that we will sacrifice, Lord God. Because God, we believe in you for double, Lord. We know that you're releasing double, Lord. And we just want to give you what you want, Lord. We just want to give you what you want, God. We just want to give the King what he wants.
This word that we just received, I want you to hear what the Lord just spoke to me right then. And he said it the second time over here. First time when you started to preach, the second time right then. So I believe he wants it for now. Double the sacrifice, not to make something happen, but to prepare us to receive the double he's releasing from himself and of himself. He is requiring of us so that we will be ready to receive and keep up with what he is releasing. Somebody said, I'm not only going to drop the baggage, but I'm going to increase my hunger for the Lord, that it makes me ready. Fasting gets you ready. Prayer gets you ready. Worship gets you ready. And what the Lord is doing and releasing, we've got to be ready to continually be a part of what he's doing. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many knows it may not be easy to go share testimony, and God said, this week I want you to share the testimony with twice as many people. Except if you didn't share last week and you shared with zero, then double zero is still zero. So the Lord ain't talking about that. So you've got to pick up the pace. He's saying pick up the pace to keep up with him. He's on the move right now. He's moving right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and sense it. Say, Lord, whatever you require of me, that's what I'll do, because I want to keep up with you. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be right in the middle of everything that you're doing. I want to be a part of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, prophetess.
And the Lord will be speaking to some of you to fast. But I don't know, it's strange. It's not like a normal fast. And so don't negate. If he tells you something weird, like, you know, when you get up in the morning, I want you to just fast until 2 o'clock. And no, don't negate it if he says, you know what, you can eat breakfast and lunch, but at like 1:30 p.m. up until you go to bed in the next morning, that is your fasting time. And so I feel diversity of time frames, because I know that's what God's doing with me. Because I asked the Lord, what is it that you want for me? And he began to give me diversity of times, which are strange times, from this time to that time. And then there's a release. And then the next day it's from that time to that time, which is totally opposite of the day before. And so don't negate that. Follow what he says. Follow what he says. Don't get stuck in something. He makes it to where you are able to do it. He doesn't require something of you you're not able to do. You are able to fast if he says to fast. You just have to hear his voice. God, how and when? If he tells you to give, then he's going to give you the seed to give. The important thing is that you just obey.
Yeah.
And you know what? In this anointing, I just want to provide the opportunity that if you want to sow a seed in this word of double, it's the word of double. God has spoken a word over the house.
Yes.
That he was going to begin to do double.
And
what gets in the head,
yes,
it gets into our body.
Mm.
And so I'm not receiving something. And this is for the church right here. If you feel to plant a seed, if that is part of your obedience, I want you to obey him right now, just as some have already done. Whatever he said during this service, just do that. If it's on your phone, if you need to write a check, I just want to provide the space for you to have the obedience there. Just do it. If you need to talk to your wife, you need to talk to your husband and say, hey, you know what? During Sister April's message, this is something God was speaking to me. I just want you to have the opportunity to be obedient. Yes. Whatever that is, it doesn't matter what it is. Just obedience is what matters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many can raise your hand and say that God did speak to you something concerning your personal sacrifice? Anybody? Praise the Lord. Raise up your hand if that's you. I want to see. Praise God. Thank you for those of you that are visiting. God is speaking to them too. Praise God. Let me encourage you. When you leave out this building, you carry the same weight with you. On Monday, Tuesday, don't let this leave you. Don't let this be a temporary moment, because sometimes we do that. Come on. Sometimes we're in anointed service. God tells us to do something. And that's what I'm going to do. And then Monday comes and then Tuesday came and things happen. You're like, I don't know, I don't feel the anointing to do that. Maybe I'll try it next time. You get what I'm saying? So I'm saying let's be successful in this and let's do it before God. Eagle Nation, did you hear from God in your sacrifice? Because she's right. If we want to go places and we want to go further, we're getting ready to have songwriting moments. If we want the songs of the Lord, team, we have to sacrifice. We have to pull on the heavens and let him know, God, we surrender. We crucify our flesh so that we may have the things of the Spirit. Amen? Amen.
And while we're right on that, the Lord was just having me look up because I keep my little diary here. This is day 30 of the prophecy released to us in Branson.
Yeah.
It was released to us on March the 12th.
Yes.
Double in every area. And since March has 31 days, this is day 30. This is day 30. So, I know God is doing something in perfect timings.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, just lift up your hands and say, I'll say yes.
I'll say yes, Lord.
Because I say yes to you.
Because I say yes.
And I'll gladly give the King what he wants.
I'll give the King what he wants.
That I might be prepared to receive what he wants to give us. Preparing us to be able to handle his glory and not taint it or offend him.
Keep our stream pure. Keep our stream of the oil of anointing pure. So there not be any contaminations.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
No contaminations. God, I thank you for leading Jason and Lolita, God, to the right place, the right home. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes,
right,
yes.
Now? Father, we just thank you that you're going to divinely lead them
to the one you want for them.
Yes, God, to the house.
The one you were prophesying
over. That you see
over.
Them in, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
don't put a word on it unless it's God's word from heaven. Amen. Lead them to the right place. That's it. The right place. The right place in Jesus' name. Amen, Pastor Jason. Right there. Son, we're standing with you. Don't worry about making a mistake. Don't worry about that. Let it go. God is doing something in this season. Trust him. In Jesus' name. Did you have something to say on that? You just agree with that? Amen. It's there, isn't it? It's there. Yeah, it's there. It's yours for the taking.
Jesus. Thank you, prophetess. Hallelujah. It could be that God wants you to take a moment in every day and share double on social media.
Yes, sir. I felt that. Yes, check.
All of a sudden, he'll bring people to your heart, and he wants you to text them, message them, or call them a blessing and encourage some people.
And we need to double our shares.
Double our shares.
On Facebook, David's message this morning, the message tonight.
You better believe it.
Ultimate worship last week. Just click the share button.
Share, share, share.
Double your shares.
Yeah. Amen.
That's so good.
Kind of sacrifice a selfie and share the goodness of God.
Share the goodness of the Lord.
So if you're used to taking 30 selfies in a week, cut it back to 15 and push 15 shares. Be sensitive to hear the Lord may have you call somebody you think out of the blue because you heard of the Spirit and call them to pray for them, and they'll say the strangest thing. I was just asking God, would he please send somebody or have somebody call me and agree with me in prayer? By being sensitive, you become the answer of prayer to other people.
Yes, you do.
So that other people will be the answer of prayer for us.
For you.
That was a word that was released in this house. Give God a praise up in here because you know it's going to happen.
Amen.
Welcome. Come on, give God a praise up here. Yeah. Give God an extravagant praise. We're celebrating our anniversary.
We're celebrating.
In his double blessing. Somebody needs to get out of your seat for the next 30 seconds and just say, I'm walking in the double.
Yeah, I'm walking in my victory.
I'm walking in the double.
Okay.
I'm walking in the double. My victory season. I'm walking in the double. My victory season. I'm walking in the double. My victory season. I'm walking in the double.
I'm walking in the double.
Say, I'm going to have so much fun walking in the double in my victory season.
I know that's right. It's joy. Woo. Happiness, peace, love.
I'm going to have fun with these testimonies as they come in. I'm going to give God so much glory that the enemy's going to have to go back and take a whole bottle of Advil trying to cause his headache to go away. I'm walking in the double. I'm walking in the double. My victory season.
If you want to bless Dr. April Liddell for the message tonight that meant something to you, put up her giving, please. She has a Cash App, so you're also able to sow a seed into her life, into her family, into her anointing if you want to do that. I just want to give you an opportunity. There it is. It's $ April Liddell. Amen. And you can send a blessing that way. Amen. And while you're doing that, Amanda, tell us what